11 Southern California college students have been charged with conspiring to disrupt a speech by Israeli Ambassador to the U.S., Michael Oren. The charges come nearly a year after the event took place at the University of Irvine campus. Students interrupted Ambassador Oren numerous times despite orders to remain quiet. After several minutes, the 11 students were escorted peacefully out of the building and placed under arrest. Now the Orange County District Attorney has charged the students with two misdemeanor counts of conspiracy.
It's appalling to us that the OCDA's office is pursuing this matter, this criminal matter, against the 11 students.
Munira Saida is with the Southern California chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations. Saida says CARE LA is just one of several dozen organizations that have come out against the decision to file charges.
All the students did was verbally protest a speaker at a UCI event. These protests are common across the country, especially common on university campuses.
Saida says CARE LA is concerned that pursuing these charges will have a chilling effect on free speech on campus. She also says the students have already gone through a significant administrative review process and have been punished by the university.
In fact, the Muslim Student Union itself was penalized. The student group received a one-quarter suspension and a year-long probation.
For their part, several Jewish organizations have come out in favor of the decision to file charges. The group Stand With Us released a statement saying that the students denied Ambassador Oren's right to free speech. But Saida says that is not the case.
Each individual student spoke for no more than 30 seconds. Yes, there were interruptions, but Ambassador Oren was able to complete his speech.
Saida says dozens of faith and civic leaders are demanding that the DA's office drop the charges. She says otherwise it will show that people who have unpopular views are more prone to being indicted and punished. The students' arraignment will take place on March 11th. If convicted, they face up to 6 months in jail, fines or probation, and community service. Ross Frazier, Press TV, Los Angeles.